Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well into the summer planning, and you'll be delighted to know that Matt Keith is back for a third season in Brayhead Clan colours. Pleased to say he's with me on the line now to talk about his decision to come back. Firstly, Matt Keith, thanks for joining us. A third season awaits for you at Brayhead. What's tempted you back for another campaign?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I just, obviously, as our season went along there in Brayhead this year, I knew obviously that I was going to play again, and I knew that I still have the passion and the drive and the want, I guess you could say, to play. And as soon as I figured that out, then it was time to kind of sit and talk with Gareth and Finner and see if we could get something done. I mean, it's a place that my wife and I are both comfortable and obviously with the fan support there and we've met so many great people that it was just somewhere that we wanted to be.
And of course, playing under Ryan Finnerty, how much of an influential figure was he in having you decide to come back, knowing that there was a little bit of uncertainty over whether he would come back?
Yeah, I mean, the first question I asked was to make sure that Finner was going to be back, and I know that he had a contract, and I myself didn't see any reason why they would make a coaching change, but that is one of the biggest things I wanted to know was if Finner was going to be back. I mean, I have enjoyed playing for him for 2 years. He's passionate, he's intense, and he's very open to working on systems and changing things tactically that I think that is only going to, help us be successful as we go. He's been a very important part to the success since I've been there anyways. I definitely wanted to make sure that he was back. So definitely, obviously happy that he is.
Now, without revealing anything at this point, you've spoke to Ryan and Gareth about what they want to do for next season. So, as I said, you can't reveal too much at this point, I assume, but is it something that will excite the fans, do you feel, from what you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a player on the team. I'm not in any kind of management or coaching position. So, I can only, I guess, ask questions, which I did before I signed, just to make sure, obviously, with no specific names. I just asked to make sure that we were going to be, giving ourselves the best chance to be successful. And then I was assured that we were. And I know both Gareth and Finner, I don't think there would be any other way to do it, especially, to build off of what we already have there. And I think that, I'm very confident that we are going to have a really strong team. And, the things that we can build off of last year, I think it's up to us as players to push us over the hump, whether it be in the Challenge Cup or, in league play. And then, of course, making it to the playoff weekend is obviously going to be a big goal as well.
Now, you've been at the club for a couple of years now, Matt. You know the setup very well. So how would you sell Brayhead Clan to any of your maybe former teammates or guys you know in hockey? We all know it's a small world. But how would you sell Brayhead Clan to anybody that asked you?
I know myself, and I know a lot of the other guys you get asked all the time by guys you played with or guys you know from the summer or a guy who's played with a guy. And you always get people asking you the only thing I can do as as a player is just kind of pass the name along. You know, if Gareth or Finner ask, hey, what do you know about this guy? I can let him know. You know, as hey, I played with him, he's just this type of a player. He's this type of a teammate. And obviously, the rest is up to them. But as a part of selling Brayhead, I mean, I don't think there's a lot you have to sell. You talk about the fans, you talk about the fan support we get, you talk about playing in front of a full arena or full stadium every night. And then you talk a little bit about, the living situation and the travel and those sort of things, what Glasgow's like. But like I said, there's not a lot to sell on it. I think, you know, Brayhead's quickly becoming one of the places that guys really want to come to. So I guess you don't really have to sell a lot of it.
Good. Now, of course, we've got some time before next season is even contemplated. I dare say there'll be some things going on between now and then. But what are your plans for the summer ahead? What's the plan for you and your wife Chelsea and obviously your wee one Lola?
Yeah, well, right now, I mean, we're just kind of settling back in and it's nice to come home and get back into our house and there's obviously a lot to do from it, you know, from it just sitting there all winter. So there's a ton to do around the house, and then of course, we're working on Lola's nursery right now and getting all that sort of thing done. So I think hopefully by this week or next week that everything will be done in there. And apart from that, it's besides, you know, training every day and getting on the ice a little bit later in the summer, it's just enjoying being home and enjoying, you know, where we live and all the things we have to do. And now, obviously, with the baby, it's going to be fun to go into Vancouver and to travel around. We'll get up and see my wife's family up in Trail and we'll spend some time at home and have some barbecues and just enjoy ourselves before we head back over.
Good stuff. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. You're talking about barbecues. We're still wrapping up for winter weather. Good to have you back and we'll talk to you soon. All the best. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.